Today, February 5th, is the feast day of one of the early women saints of the church, Saint Agatha, who was a virgin and a martyr who died in the 3rd century for her faith in Jesus Christ. The word Agatha means goodness, and we see in her life someone of remarkable goodness, remarkable chastity and courage to give her life for the Lord. What we know about her was that she was born on the island of Sicily. She is the patron saint of Sicily. She was turned in as a Christian about the year 250 under the bitter persecution of Decius. From what we know, Agatha had consecrated herself to God as a virgin, dedicating her life to God. When it was discovered that she was a Christian, she was sent to a house of prostitution so she could be dishonored and to break her Christian determination. But due to the special protection of God, she was unharmed. She eventually was tortured and died of her sufferings in prison. It's also indicated in some of the ancient writings that after her torture, Saint Peter, the apostle, appeared to her to comfort her and to help her through this difficulty. Her devotion to Saint Agatha spread throughout Sicily and Italy and all parts of the Christian world. She became very famous. Her name was added by Pope Gregory the Great to the Roman canon, the first Eucharistic prayer which I'll use today. By the 5th century, there was also a church dedicated in her honor in Rome, and she was upheld as a great role model for young women to live a life of chastity and courage in the midst of the paganism around her. Eventually, her relics were taken to Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul. The special intercession of Saint Agatha is invoked to protect the nation, especially Sicily, from earthquakes, from the eruption of Mount Etna, from the outbreak of fires, when over the course of time, sometimes Mount Etna would erupt. They would invoke the protection of Saint Agatha. She's also in Germany the patron saint of alpine guides and nurses. In Sicily, she's a patron saint of miners. And for the entire church, she's the patron saint for those who suffer from breast cancer. So we can invoke her and ask her intercession as well, this heroic young follower of Christ. Her final words when she was arrested, she prayed, "Jesus Christ, you are Lord of all things. You see my heart, you know my desires. Possess all that I am, you alone. I am your sheep. Make me worthy to overcome the devil." And in prison she said, "Lord, my Creator, you have protected me since I was in the cradle. You have taken me from the love of the world and given me patience to suffer. Now receive my spirit." So we ask Saint Agatha, pray for us.